Coming up, Benj Galander, in just a moment. But first, we've got our quote of the week. You know, one of the most inconvenient, awkward truths in the overall pipeline debate, at least for progressives, is that Indigenous leaders who support the pipelines make it clear that it's all about reducing poverty. And this week, up on Parliament Hill, 130 different communities, leaders and representatives involved in the oil and gas sector were there to speak out against two bills, the oil tanker moratorium and the proposed Impact Assessment Act, that they say are going to leave their communities in poverty. I mean, members of Aboriginal Equity Partners and the Indian Resource Council were there, which brings me to my quote of the week. The Métis and First Nation leaders are worried that media and politicians are portraying Métis and First Nations as anti-development. Well, that's certainly the case. It certainly was for the first year when the pipeline debate was very intense over Kinder Morgan. They never even talked to any First Nations, and that point about 43 that had signed Métis group that had signed on to Kinder Morgan agreements, which prompted Bruce Dumont, former president of the BC Métis Nation, to state, "I want you to think of the consequences of painting us as anti-resource. Our neighbors in rural communities in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC, who are rig workers, drillers, truckers, think we are the problem, that we're killing their jobs, their livelihood, and their ability to support their families. But we also have families to support." He went on to say that dozens of oil and gas producing communities are losing $200 million each year in royalties compared to 2012 due to that price discount the Canadian oil sells at, or majority of Canadian oil sells at, and a lack of pipeline access for the products. He says that works out, Mr. Dumont says, that works out to about $18,000 per family per year. It's incredible. This debate has completely excluded that point of view, or at least it did for the first year or more. And only now, over the last several months, especially with the Coastal GasLink, where every single First Nations around along the pipeline route support it, it's all about poverty reduction. And what representatives of the Indian Resource Council were doing in Ottawa is making that crystal clear by their opposition to the oil tanker moratorium and the proposed Impact Assessment Act, Bill C-69, which you probably know it as. But I still find it incredible that these people, you know, I remember Mayor Gregor Robert in Vancouver, the current mayor, Kennedy Stewart, BC Premier John Horgan, Green Party leader Andrew Weaver, never talked to the First Nations groups who were in favor of resource development. No, they had all the time in the world for those who opposed it, because that was their agenda. But they're supposed to be, especially in the case of Premier John Horgan, he's supposed to be representing all people. But as I say, one of the most inconvenient truths is that the Indigenous leaders support pipelines, make it clear it's all about reducing poverty.